Right, 6 week challenge done and dusted with Elite Training and Nutrition. I'm here with James to have a chat about going forward. How are you, James? How's it going?
How are you, Laura?
I'm good. I have to say, I was delighted with my results. I've got so much stronger. I was looking yesterday, going up. So I'm benching 40. And yesterday, as to finish up this week's cycle, I managed to back squat 50.
Wow.
And I was like, okay.
That was a front squat.
Front squat,
even
excuse
better.
Me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Front squat 50. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling stronger. I'm feeling better. And for the first time in my life, I'm not going, oh, how much do I weigh? Because I'm more concentrating on the strength. But the one thing I don't want to do is go back into that vicious circle and cycle of dieting and negative headspace again.
Yeah, 100%. And that's like, you know, I don't even like the term 6 week challenge. Mm. It's, you have to call it something. But what we try and do is just introduce tools and arm our clients with tools that they can, it's the whole like, you know, not give a man a fish or this is going to be a quick fix. But they have these tools going forward that, and you should be feeling now. First of all, well done. And it seems like only yesterday you were in,
yeah,
like going, oh, what's all this like, you know? And now training is part of your life. Mm. Massive thing. Mm. That it's just like, oh, not a chore. You come in, you enjoy it, and you're getting a kick out of getting stronger. So that's one massive thing you've added to your life. You've also learned about, you know, how you can manage your calories, track them, measure them, what's in things. So you're never scratching your head going, I wonder what's the right diet.
Mm.
There is no magic in it, you know?
Yeah.
And you've learned some, you know, convenient tools like the green drink. Just again, just convenience. There's no magic in it. But if you add in them little things, you have some tools to arm going forward. And it's not like, okay, week six is done. What do I do? Because it's not unrealistic. It's not like a soup diet where, you know, and we were talking about that, like,
yeah,
a diet cycle.
Yeah.
Like, and I think we've all done it.
We've
all done it at some stage where, you know, you feel a desire to change or, you know, like you're, I need to drop weight. And then, you know, you go into a extreme restriction of some, you know, mad diet. Like, and basically you're deprived. So you feel deprivation. Then we all have normal lives. Life happens. You know, you get stressful period in your job or the kids get sick or something happens. And then what happens? You're triggered.
Yeah.
You go off the rails because it's not maintainable or you can't move it around a bit, and then you're back to square one.
Crying while eating cream cakes in the utility room, as I found myself doing a number of times.
That's it, or like the Nutella thing. You know, we won't say that on air. Anybody who was at my talk knows about a certain eating Nutella in a bat incident.
You did have pink Speedos on, just to mention. I have to say it again.
Pink Speedos, yeah. But anyway, you'll have to come to the next talk to hear about that one. But that's the main thing. And for any of your listeners out there, I think that's like the strategy they need to find, like, you know, manageable things, like find training that you enjoy, find a tribe, a community that makes it a fun experience. So you're not, you know, oh, I need to do this. I have to get myself out for a run in the rain or something. Mm. It doesn't have to be painful.
Because that's the story everyone I speak to at the moment is saying. This cycle I'm in at the moment, I can't break out of it. It's like a self-destructive cycle. The December thing, Christmas is upon us. I think the pressure, people knowing they're going to have nights out, they want to look well. It's nearly like they go the opposite way. They can't find the motivation because it's cold. It's a bit of a period for people, I think, where they're just like, oh,
100%.
I can't do this.
100%. And look, I'll just tell you, like, you know, I run the two gyms. I've been a trainer 20 years. It happens to us all. And I have a coach. You know, we all need accountability. It's not knowledge. So I have a coach, and I had the same thing last week. As I was telling you, we're getting married, we're buying a house. There's all this stuff happening. We had to go out to wedding venues and just literally derailed. We were out three nights, had drinks, dinner out. And so my diet went off, and I was on to my coach, and he was like, and this is, we all need to hear this. You just keep doing the basics.
Mm.
Like this time of year, you just don't stop. So it's damage limitation. You keep up your training.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I aim to train five times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But if I train three, brilliant.
Great.
You know, say if I'm trying to track a certain calorie number, let's say I was shooting for 2,500 calories and I do three. Okay. It's not, I stopped tracking everything altogether. I had pizza and everything and I had 4,000 or 5,000 calories and just didn't track it. So it's just, if you can damage limitation and keep things going, you feel good and you avoid, and you should not feel guilt. Because otherwise you're just going to sabotage. So don't feel guilt. Don't feel bad.
Back on the wagon.
Just don't keep doing the basic things, you know. And if you have something bad, it doesn't mean the whole weekend you have to eat bad.
Mm.
Just go, okay, I had that. It's Christmas. Now I'm going to have a healthy breakfast tomorrow.
Mm.
And who knows? You might go out for drinks. Enjoy it. But just...
Yeah.
Bit of you know, everything's just in moderation. We all know this, but you just have to...
I liked that I came into Elite the other day and I was talking to Rachel, one of the trainers, and she said the next training we're going to be doing is a little bit easier on it so people can pop in and out because December's a busy month for people. And I thought, oh, that's nice. You're actually acknowledging the fact that December is one of those months.
Yeah, yeah. So we do it. Like, over the years, we obviously noticed the trends, but you don't have to be a training genius to realise that training gets a bit slippy around Christmas. So we focus on resistance training and we split it into body parts, as you know. So we most often do like a legs and then push of the upper body and pull of the upper body. But for December, we do more of a upper-lower split. So you do the whole front of your body one day, the whole back of your body another day, and then there's like a nice bonus arm and shoulder. So even if you could only get in twice, you will cover training your whole body. So, and that happens at Christmas, you know.
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, it's again, bound to.
We're just trying to do that. Like, you know, it's not, it doesn't make you a bad person if you only train twice a week. It's a hell of a lot better than once, and it's a hell of a lot better of just stopping.
Stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say thank you very much to you and to Rachel and to Connor and to Paul and to all the trainers and to Ralu for all the advice, because it's been a really, really, really beneficial time for me, for my head, for my body and for everything else. And thank you for all the guidance you give me along the way, because I have to say the trainers and me have been fantastic.
No, and thank you. It's been a pleasure having you in. And that's, you know, the buzz. It's like when you have other people in and they're in part of the group, you give to that as well. Mm. It's not just the trainers or the training program. It's all our clients. They all add to the session. So thank you for being there.
Thanks, James.